I have no actual non-commercial movies to announce, but the Murdoch Theater at 536 North Broadway has another live broadcast of a Metropolitan Opera this weekend, Le Comte Henri, in which the press release claims Rossini, quote, explores the essence of opera itself, unquote, in a comedy. Showings are noon Saturday and 1:30 Sunday. And commercially, we have an unusually serious and realistic look at a current social problem in The Company Man. Although Ben Affleck, Tommy Lee Jones, Chris Cooper, and Craig T. Nelson are up in the $160,000 per year skies above most of us mere mortals, and Kevin Costner at least owns his own construction business, they are all involved in the current unemployment situation in one way or another, most of them to their very considerable cost. The New Yorker says The Company Man, quote, captures the wounding national crisis of overconsumption and underproduction, quote. And I agree that it includes a lot of the problems of the currently laid off and threatened, about as much, perhaps, as a commercial movie can be expected to cover. After all, The Grapes of Wrath didn't include much of the California farmers' argument either. The Company Man includes those who can handle sudden economic disaster and those who can't, those with help at home and those without, those who try to help and those who squirrel down and take care of themselves, those who win and those who lose. Writer-director John Wells, ordinarily a television man, is perhaps more serious and ambitious than a Hollywood man might be, maybe a little too much so for his total success. Ben Affleck is the central character, and he is fortunate in having a perfect wife, a role played with remarkable success by Rosemary DeWitt, who joins the handful of actors who can make a saint believable and attractive. I hope this role lifts her to the stardom she deserves. Affleck is by far the most complex and developed character, hardly an ideal, but we would be a great deal better off if there were more of him. And no more about him than that. I don't want to give away more of the story than I have to. Tommy Lee Jones was a step higher on the corporate ladder, but his sympathies are with the unfortunate, against Craig T. Nelson, the top man and a bit of a cardboard villain. The movie can cover only so much, after all. Kevin Costner is a noble mom-and-pop construction man and also a bit of a saint. The Company Man does not pretend to neutrality, though Chris Cooper may be a bit of a bone thrown to the establishment. Only Nelson and maybe a wife or two are completely unsympathetic. But there are no romanticizing of the working class, no Hollywood rescues, no Pollyanna propaganda. The Company Man seems totally real to the only person I got to interview who gave it a 4 in the face of all my criticisms, and I didn't much disagree. The New Yorker called it solid, intelligent, and emotionally satisfying, and I would agree. Though if I were among the endangered, I might also find it depressing or even frightening. Jim Erickson, over and out.